It's time for the Autumn Flower Show at the Harrogate Showground. It's the NEHS Autumn Flower Show. And Shaylee McKenzie, it's your first ever Autumn Flower Show.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Already we've availed ourselves of the coffee in the press area. Haven't caught up with Camilla as yet, and I'm sure Nick Smith, the show director, is out and about doing various other bits and pieces. We're going to start off covering a range of things here. I gather you're quite a flower aficionado.
I love flowers ever since I was working in a garden centre from about the age of 13, so I'm very excited to see what Harrogate Flower Show has to offer.
And so, as ever, the folk at the Harrogate Showground, and particularly the NHS area, are always so full of delights and happiness. And we're now with the North of England Horticulture Society Gardening Advice Bureau speaking to the legend who is David Mitchell Hort.
Yes, I'm a fellow of the Institute of Horticulture.
Indeed. That's exactly. David Mitchell. Fantastic. It just goes to show. Now, David, here we are, the 43rd Autumn Flower Show. Are you excited?
I really am. I've been round this morning and there are some great stands. People have come from all over. I met a young lady there from East Lothian who is she's showing here for the first time. And she's just recently done the air show. And she's come down to join us here, and this is a premier show, after all.
Absolutely. We often use the term, it's the Chelsea of the North, really, and as Chelsea doesn't really have an autumn flower show, I think we are the North of the North.
We certainly are, and if you tap into Witch, you'll find that this is the top show and beats Chelsea into a three-cornered bucket.
Exactly. Shaylee, it's your first show, as we've just said. Any thoughts or questions for David?
Yeah, how long have you been a fellow of the Institute of Horticulture?
Not very long, I would say 15 years. The Institute itself is it's about 28 years. It was formed in 1984 and is for the professional side of horticulture and represents all branches of horticulture.
Now, Shaylee has been having one or two challenges, she revealed on the journey down here from Lincoln, with, I believe, your orchid. Is that right, Shaylee?
It is indeed. So I bought an orchid a couple of weeks back, and I'm afraid to say she's dying a slow death. Do you have any tips about how to take care of orchids?
Now, my wife bought an orchid at, I think it must have been Aldi, and whilst it was pretty poor when we got it, it's now surviving extremely well. It's, in fact, got two stems of flowers on. Now, I put it down to the fact that what I've done is I've retained the polythene wrapper that goes round it, and that keeps the humidity around the plant. And I also do a little bit of feeding in the base. I drop the pot into a container with some fertilizer and stand the bottom in water, so that maintains that humidity around the plant. And if you think where orchids come from, they come from humid atmosphere, jungle type, growing on trees. So they like the humidity.
Yeah. I would definitely say that's where I've gone wrong. Living in a cottage, there's a lot of cold drafts. So I will bear that tip in mind in future.
You should see the drafts in my cottage.
Extraordinary. Today, of course, is the weigh-in for the giant vegetables. Always an exciting time, David. That's just one of the many wonderful things we can actually see here. And I know when we spoke to Nick Smith, and we catch up with Nick, obviously, later as show director, he always feels he's building from that. But it does seem to get better and better each year.
Yes, it certainly does. And I think a lot of other shows have cottoned on to this idea of creating classes, not just your big vegetables, but thinking about the youngsters, because it's the youngsters coming that will make the shows more successful in the future. Really important for the
I always found Pod an absolutely wonderful sort of ident to actually have in previous years. You know, Pod doing his stuff, nothing to do with iPods actually, or indeed Apple computers at all, but it's our very own Pod from the North of England Horticultural Society.
Yes, well, North of England Horticultural Society have got that formula that works extremely well, and we hope that other shows will follow that lead.
David, it's been a delight sharing some moments with you this morning. A reminder, of course, if people want to actually join the NEHS, which is the North of England Horticultural Society, they can presumably go online, type in the various things, and find the magic from there.
Absolutely. The website's there, and the North of England Horticultural Society put out a regular supply of information to their customers if you want to lock on.
And any particular advice for Shaylee? Where should she head off to first? I mean, this is about, I think, my it could be my 10th actual flower show, etc. But any thoughts for Shirley? Where should we be heading?
Well, I think those landscape gardens up there will be just awaiting her examination, I think. They're always exciting. Young people coming in, young landscapers. And not only that, thinking about Lincoln, they're going to try their landscaping competition next year, aren't they? And I know that this year's show, they were actually, they had a gentleman there, Mr. Bert Whistle, with his landscape company, who was starting the whole thing off and showing his garden in readiness for next year's competition.
And I'm also going to give a plug for Ask and Brian, because they're working with us at Southsides, because they're always seasoned pros, are Ask and Brian, I find.
Yes, they are, and we're always very keen to join the student competition for landscape design in the past. And there are representatives, lecturers, who come in and give demonstrations at the show here, which is ideal for young people.
And so we come to what I always describe as the Joe 90 Big Rat, or indeed Brain Impulse Galvanoscope Record and Transfer. I'm actually talking about OG, fabulous garden furniture, truly amazing. Haven't got Richard this time, but we have got the fabulous...
Carl.
Carl, good to connect with your good self. Now, Carl, I feel as though we should almost actually do the interview inside one of these devices, because they are extraordinarily wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful building. And the ability to be able to rotate the building as well, especially with the weather now, it's a little bit inclement, sunshine and showers, so we'll be okay if we get a bit of a downpour, because we can just, we'll rotate out of the rain.
It's ornate garden design at its finest. Now, in fact, I've also thought about this as ideal for both Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM setups. Shaley, your thoughts, because you said your first word was futuristic.
Indeed, yeah, these sort of pods, they look very sort of in the future and something you wouldn't expect to see in the 21st century. Definitely interesting.
Yeah. Pods from the 22nd century landing in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's quite nice. It's comfortable and nice views, because they've got almost panoramic views, which is quite unique for a garden building.
Now, can we actually just try this whole thing? Because you mentioned, obviously, the way it's actually working. Because I think Shaley obviously needs to experience this whole joy. She sort of gets involved with the whole sort of sequence. So if after you, by all means, so please go in. And then the magic is there. Oh, it's now being turned, and you see it. Whoa!
Into the sunshine. So you'd rotate the building into the sunshine and out of the shade.
And indeed, Shaley has actually just put her shades on to actually work through on that sort of basis. So I'll just move in here. We can work through that. Because the other thing is, this can also become an outside bed as well, really.
Yes, yeah, the table can be. It's a little bit like being on a boat or possibly a caravan, where multifunctional pieces. So the table is on a telescopic mounting. So you would lower the table in this building. And we've got specially cut designed cushions, which fit in just as you would make up a boat, very similar to a caravan or a boat. So this building then goes from a five to six seater area for people, and you can convert it into almost a 6 foot bed, which is rather nice on the nicer days if you want fancy a bit of sunbathing as well.
That sounds amazing. And where can people go to have a look at your designs and stuff?
Well, Ornate Garden, we have a website, ornategarden.com, and we also have some of our buildings in John Lewis stores, so you might find them a building in your local John Lewis, or of course at the show this weekend, or have a look on our website.
One of the great things I've said over the years, and actually doing either a spring or indeed an autumn flower show at Harrogate without doing a feature on Ornate Garden, it's just inconceivable. I love the way that you're constantly here, you're at this sort of base. And it's a British company, and it's British design, and it's developed all sorts of things, and it's just going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's British design, although it does look rather sort of Scandinavian, a bit futuristic, as you pointed out. But it's the building conceived in Coles Hill by Wayne Farmer, my boss and the director of the company. And it's just nice because it's a British company and promoting new ideas for the garden, which is rather nice, really, for employing English, British people. And also using a lot of local industry as well. So it's providing jobs.
It's a win-win situation.
Yes.
Now, is this your first Harrogate Autumn Flower Show?
No, we've been here. I
think we've actually... Oh, have we maybe been too busy selling things before?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. We've been coming now. I have probably now off and on for the last 10 or 12 years now.
So we're
happy to support the show.
And it is great. Is this pretty much the last one of the season, or will you be going indoors now as Christmas season approaches?
It's seasonal a little bit, although the buildings can be used all year round for us, obviously, because the autumn's coming and winter's approaching. So it is seasonal. We have a Grand Designs show in Birmingham in October, and there's a home build show which we're doing in Excel. But we're winding down slowly.
Well, as we said, obviously, Ornate Garden, the place to go to for the rotating lounger pod. And I see it actually comes in a variety of colours as well. You've got walnut and others from that point of view.
Yeah, walnut and mulled wine. So you tailor and choose the colours of the interiors.
You can have your bespoke rotating lounger pod. It's amazing. Well, it's sad not to connect with Richard. Do give him our very best.
Yeah, he's having a well-earned break at the moment.
That's marvellous stuff.
With the sun.
Well, if he listens to this online, then obviously he'll say, they've done me proud. The boys have done me proud. Many thanks.
Thank you very much.
Well, last year when I was touring this wonderful event with, after ordering, the TV director, Graham Harper, the rain was beginning to pour down now. But, Shaylee, you've brought the sunshine, and we've also brought the magic of autumn exhibitor at the Harrogate Garden Show from Access Garden Products, the superb...
mini greenhouses and coal frames.
Marvellous. And your name, sir?
I'm Matthew Pearce.
Matthew, talk to us. I noticed you're wearing 100 years of the RHS Chelsea Flower Show there upon your person.
Well, we were at the 100th Chelsea. We've been doing Chelsea Flower Show since 1962, so we've been there a long time.
Well, this, of course, is as often referred to the Chelsea of the North and the Autumn Flower Show, and it's the 43rd Autumn Flower Show. So your thoughts so far, having set up this awesome stand?
Well, it's lovely to have some nice sunshine. We've been coming to the Harrogate Flower Show for, well, many years, since the early 1960s, so obviously it wasn't here then, but it's a lovely area to come to, and everybody's very keen on gardening up here, so it's a great place to sell our products.
So share with us, how far have you come to actually be with us today?
We're from Northampton.
So actually, yes, it's because we've come up from Lincoln this morning, so it's all good. Shaylee?
I'm really excited to see all the little bits you've got in the... is it greenhouses? Or?
Yeah, I mean, people use them for different things. So if people have got a small garden, they'll use them instead of a big greenhouse because they haven't got lots of space. If they've got a big garden and a big greenhouse, they'll use them more like a cold frame and use them sort of for hardening off, that sort of thing. So they're very versatile, so they can be used for whatever people need them for. People that grow alpines use them for alpine houses.
I know this is going to be a bit of a running theme, actually, but I'm thinking about Shaylee's orchid. Now, she's already taken some advice in terms of where things are going. Now, would a small greenhouse like this actually help orchids grow as well?
You can use them for orchids. We did a very large number of our models that were for Lady Sainsbury's orchid collection a few years ago, but they were put inside a bigger greenhouse and used to sort of be an extra temperate area. But yes, you can heat them. You can put misting systems in there to raise the humidity if you need to. So yeah, they're versatile, can be used for orchids as well.
Misting systems, Shaylee.
That sounds all very high tech. I feel like I've let my poor orchid down a lot.
Yeah, so misting systems are quite expensive. You're looking at sort of £500 or £600. But you have very fine nozzles, which just very, very fine droplets. And then you have a humidity sensor, so it just monitors the humidity and just puts some moisture in the air if they need it. But yes, you need some very valuable orchids for that.
I'm sensing a running theme of humidity is what I need to ensure survival.
In terms of the event itself, what are you most looking forward to over the next 3 days? Because here we are, just day one.
We are just day one. Well, if the weather holds, then you know, we shall hopefully see lots of people. And with the autumn coming on, you know, the beauty of our products is because they're tough and safety glass and they're strong. They're great for sort of northern climates. And we've got lots of keen gardeners up here who need to protect their plants.
And it's wrong to ask this question, but I'm going to do it in any case. Chelsea versus Harrogate, if you were given the choice, if people were actually saying, now, we've got to make a decision, Chelsea or Harrogate, Harrogate or Chelsea, where are you going to go?
Okay, so if you're an exhibitor, Harrogate every time, because Chelsea's an awful lot of hassle. The problem we have with Chelsea is it's not real gardeners. It's often
a lot of Londoners there anyway, let's face it.
Well, a lot of Londoners and the very rich Londoners as well, who've got a garden and have got a gardener. Whereas up here you've got practical gardeners, people who are really interested in their gardening, and you get really good conversations with them. And they're passionate about what they do and they want to protect their plants.
And for folk who are listening to this online, or indeed via radio systems across the globe, how can people access Access Garden products?
Yeah, well, we can come here and obviously see us and see the products being used. But we've got a website, access-gardenproducts.co.uk. And on there, we've got videos of all the products and tips on how to use them.
With the words of How About a Pizza Oven for Your Garden, Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, answering the question of which radio station we're actually working for, actually brings us to this fabulous stand which has got wood-fired pizza ovens, and we're about to speak to
Ian Rowson.
Ian, talk us through what we've actually got here in terms of, yes, why not get an affordable wood-fired pizza oven for your garden?
Well, the thing about a pizza oven is it'll cook a pizza, crispy-based pizza, in around about a minute to a minute 20 in your garden. That'll be as good as you have when you go to an Italian restaurant. That's the standard that we're looking for. We won't sell an oven unless it will do that. The range of ovens that we've got on sale starts at £200, goes right away through to £2,500, but every one of those ovens will deliver a pizza of that quality.
Shall we?
This sounds really interesting. I'd love a pizza oven in my garden. Do you guys have a website? Or
we do. If you visit thepizzaovenshop.com, you'll see the full range of ovens. Clearly, we're cooking on this one today. The one that we're cooking on is the Igneous, which is an oven that's capable of a pizza in around about minute 10, minute 20, depending on the heat we're at.
Now, one of the things that clearly it's become a cliche that when it comes to the male of the species, if we do any cooking whatsoever, if we're not chefs and so on, it's the annual barbecue where effectively it can be carnage if you actually sort of don't handle the heating, you've got your barbecue and it just becomes a disaster and it becomes a really tense moment. How can the pizza oven actually avoid that, those kind of family challenges?
Well, it's very simple. Because you're in control of what's happening, it's going to be fed. Every half hour, you'll feed a couple of pieces of wood in, that's it. Beyond that, leave your fire set at the back of the oven and just let people come and make their own pizza. So my pet hate is being at a barbecue and everyone's sat getting drunk and enjoying themselves and I'm sweating and burning sausages.
It's not fair, is it?
It's not fair at all. With a pizza oven, it's completely different. Put your ingredients out, show one person how to do it and just sit back, because people actually love making their own pizza. And let's not forget, the Igneous that we're looking at here will also do a roast beef dinner in 40 minutes, Yorkshire puddings in 3 minutes. You'll do lasagna in it, you'll do bread in it, you'll do casseroles in it. So it's a full multifunction piece of kit. And not silly money, we're looking at £649.
Clearly, I'm sensing a challenge coming on here in terms of actually tasting the pizza that you're actually cooking. So, as we continue our little audio promenade here, are we invited back to actually have that taste test?
Absolutely. We're cooking today so people can see the oven in action. They can actually see us cook a pizza so that it's not me saying it, you're actually seeing it, and then you can taste the pizza. So if you bob back, we're nearly up to heat, so another 5 minutes we'll be starting to cook. So just pop back in a few minutes and we'll let you try it.
Are you up for that, Shirley?
You had me at pizza, Alex.
And a few name checks for the rest of your team here. Your terrific trio of fine folk. Well, dynamic duo.
This is Craig, also known as Cluso, because he's an ex-policeman. And this is Tamsin, who's heading off to university in a week, so she's helping us today earn a bit of money for her schooling.
We'll just grab a couple of words there. Craig, we'll come to you first. I won't mention it. Zberm. This is a Cluso line. Why switch from police to pizza?
Well, I retired.
No.
I retired.
What, at 24?
Yeah, indeed, yeah, I know. What a hard paper round. Yeah, no, Ian's a good friend of mine, and I had the opportunity to help him do these shows. And I like caveman cooking. So what better way to do it than with fire and stone?
It's getting in touch with your inner self. And let's have a few words with Tamsin as well. Tamsin, which university are you heading off to?
I'm going to York University.
To study?
Chemistry.
So actually, when you're buying classic organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry, this is the place to be.
I think it's a very useful experience.
It's like a Bunsen burner, isn't it? Gone crazy.
It is.
Well, enjoy the whole thing. We'll be back, as I say, in a few moments to hopefully sort of access the pizza there. As you can see, obviously the experts are at work here, keeping the sort of pizza oven going. And a reminder, it's pizzaovenshop.com to actually go online to the whole sequence. We shall return, folks.
See you soon.
Nafas. It's a word that over the years I've come to appreciate and utilise, particularly when it comes to the North of England Horticultural Society. It's actually the National Association of Floral Arranging Societies, and we have stepped inside for a few moments to look at some of the exhibitions that have been put together here by the aforementioned NAFAS under the theme of Wish You Were Here. And I see Barrack in Elmet, Bingley, Moulton and District. Your thoughts on what we're seeing here, Shirley?
I'm sensing a sort of running theme of like a holiday vibe. I mean, on the right we've got some flamingos and sort of like a Hawaiian theme. It's really, really interesting to see how they've sort of sculpted and crafted the flowers to match with that theme. I'm really excited to go around and see like which ones are nice and what's going on.
We'll certainly do that. We might try and catch a few words with some of our stewards as well, although I know that they're sort of they're in busy mode now, and who knows what sort of magical things we'll be having. I think one of the I thought it was a judge there, I was actually going around. We'll see what's likely to win, what isn't likely to win, etc. And I see, in fact, interestingly enough, we've mentioned some of the entrants there, but the Bingley entry, for instance, it has the theme of India.
I would definitely agree with that. It's got sort of like a Taj Mahal sort of feel to it, definitely.
Tell you what, let's walk and talk as we sort of work our way through this system, proving that even as a male I can sometimes do both of this. Yeah. And we pass the Barrack in Elmet one, and I see that's got the Caribbean theme.
Yeah. I can definitely get that image of sort of the sand and the shells and the nice hammock. It'd be interesting to know what the flowers are, because half of these I've never even seen before.
I wonder if they're actually genuine Caribbean flowers, which of course brings us around to a whole other debate. Is it actually Caribbean? Is it Caribbean? Is it Caribbean? Very confusing.
Yeah.
Sure, exactly. The design team, Margaret Gifford, Jenny Hurst, Liz Black and Barbara Leeming have actually put the thing there. And actually, to be fair, there's a little line here from Harrogate Flower Show. Our thoughts are with the people of the Caribbean at this time. They've been having some really major weather challenges.
Yeah, indeed. This is a really thoughtful piece in the show. Really enjoy it.
And if you allow for that wonderful line about a butterfly flapping its wings somewhere in Japan, creating tsunamis elsewhere in the world, maybe in our own way here at the North of England Horticultural Flower Show at Harrogate, this is a bit of goodness that's going out there.
I agree.
Well, Shaylee, you just had your first brush with officialdom there with respect with the official line, don't touch, don't touch.
I was just checking they were real in
You're
my
just
defense.
Checking the diamonds, that's yeah. all. We're looking at the South African visit, so would you like to talk us through what we've actually got in this South Africa exhibit here?
So, as you will probably be aware, diamonds are a big thing in South Africa. So we've got sort of like a diamond section, a gold section, and grapes. The red wines and the white wines are very popular in South Africa. I'm surprised to see gerbera as a running theme. I didn't realise they come from South Africa. And also you've got orchids, which is like earlier we were saying about the humidity and like perspiration that orchids like. It's very clear to see that South Africa is a hot country. So
how do you feel this particular display with respect to South Africa compares with the Caribbean, with India, and indeed if we just move along to East Ardsley here, we see Spain actually being put together here with obviously wine again put together, but I suspect you'd say you'd prefer the South African wine as opposed to the Spanish wine.
Oh, definitely. Spanish wine does not compare to South African wine. No, I love them all. I especially love the sort of how easy it is to see which country is sort of designed and stuff like that. It's really interesting. It's a good representation of those countries.
Well, we're looking at the first prize category here in Class B2, which is Club Tropicana. And it would seem it's Alison Stables of Daisy Chain in Leeds, who's had full congratulations here for her creation, Blue Hawaiian, a cocktail design. No alcohol, but what are your thoughts, Shirley?
It's really interesting how creative all of the exhibits are, especially the first prize one. Alison has sort of created a Hawaiian theme with like a bra and a grass skirt almost, and it looks really, really cool.
See, I would have been tempted to actually go for this strawberry daiquiri one, which is the second in the class, and again, that's it just sort of catches me. I noticed the judge's comments, damage to roses. Well, somebody could have actually sort of had they might have been sort of touching them without being not told to touch them.
Indeed, they could have, Alex, as there are no signs saying you can't touch.
Now, the word, and indeed flower, chrysanthemum, can be a nightmare to spell in the best of times. It's chrysanthemum, in case you're wondering. But you're looking at some awesome John Peace chrysanthemums here.
It's just incredible. At first, I thought they were for sale, but then when you come this way, you see that they are actually being shown, and it must be so difficult to be a judge because, to be honest, I'm no expert, but I can't tell the difference.
Well, I tell you what, let's go and see if we can sound out folk from the northern group of the National Chrysanthemum Society, and maybe have a few words with them. In which case, they can actually let us know exactly what they're looking for in terms of number one prize-winning exhibits as well. Over the moon that we managed to catch up with. From the Northern Group of National Chrysanthemum Society, the wonderful
Barry Hogg.
Barry, talk to us, because Shaney's been particularly impressed with the chrysanthemums, but you were confused about what makes a winner.
Yes, so I can't obviously tell the difference, but you guys will. So what signifies like a classic winner?
Well, first of all, we're looking for the perfect form for that particular variety. Then we need the freshness, and then we need the size. And the various points are awarded for freshness, size, form. And therefore, by appointing it, we can get an overall winner.
And we've been looking at the winner, certainly for Class 13. Was that a unanimous decision in terms of the winner, though?
Yes, in the end. We have a team who do the best exhibit in the show. They've gone round. That particular entry has got the best overall vase in the show. And most of his vases are to a very high standard.
It was presumably Mr. Peace.
It was.
Yes. Always nice, because people obviously like racehorses. You want to make sure that everything's sorted out on that basis.
That's right. Yes, it's the thoroughbreds always come through.
Exactly. And advice for people who sort of think, I'd love to be able to grow chrysanthemums like that. Is it best to join a group like the National Chrysanthemum Society to actually pick up the tips and so on?
Yes, there are lots of local societies, York in particular. They're probably one of the oldest societies. It's the York Florists are probably the oldest society in Great Britain. It's not just with chrysanthemums; they formed around tulips, etc. So, yeah, there's several societies available to the people in the north of England. I think we've probably got about 50 local societies, and then there are some who aren't associated with us, they're allotment societies, so there's plenty of areas to get information at.
So Shirley, would you consider actually putting the orchids to one side and maybe considering chrysanthemums?
I think it's time to leave the orchids dead and start anew with chrysanthemums.
Yes, and one of the easiest ways into chrysanthemums is to grow the sprays, because you don't have to spend 9 months of the year looking after them. A, you can take your cuttings, root them in, say, late March, early April, and you've got your flowers by the end of August and into September. So it's an easy way in. Plus, they don't take quite as much attention as some of the others. So I would advise all new starters to start with garden sprays.
Interesting, I'll give it a go.
Sounds worthwhile for the cottage.
Definitely does indeed.
And finally, Barry, you've got a whole range of things here that you're just about to hand out, etc. Yes. So we won't keep you for too much longer. Just talk us through what you're doing. Has all the judging been done? Is that case now you can relax a bit?
Yes, we're satisfied. All the judging is now complete. Obviously, in most cases where judging's concerned, it is a matter of opinion. But we try to get a consensus of opinion for either the best vases in each section or the best overall in the show.
And a reminder, if people want to join the National Chrysanthemum Society, is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, it's
presumably.
It's nationalchrysanthemumsociety.uk.
Now, the clock is ticking, time is going down. We're back with the pizzaovenshop.com, and we've started the pizza.
We have indeed. We've been in about 15 seconds now. The pizza's already starting to cook very, very healthily at the back edge, if you see there. So we're going to just give it a quick spin, pop it back in, and I think this is going to take about 50 seconds because we're running at just over 400 degrees C here, so it's very hot.
Just perfect time for a quick interview to get sorted through there. Shaley, any thoughts on what you're saying?
I love it. Pizza is the favourite food group of all food groups for people my age, so always a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And she's got the catchphrase as well, which is fantastic. So the secret then to actually sort of cooking this, because it looks fairly straightforward. How are you actually doing?
So we're rolling the pizza dough, a nice bit of nice and thin, not too thick. If the thinner you are, the better on your pizza. Nice bit of Pomodorina sauce, which is amazing topping. and some mozzarella, and just nice and simple.
Sounds good, and I see that our former police officer is currently doing all sorts of things here. So I see you've got this down to multitasking par excellence.
Multi-talented as well. You're multi-talented. Now the proof of the pizza is in the eating.
Okay, Shaylee, would you like to? Here we are. This is the moment.
There we go.
It's going to be critical to the whole company's success, you know.
You'll never find a thick crust pizza in Italy. Always must be nice, thin and crispy. Yeah. The flavour is all in the base and the passata.
What's the thought?
Yeah, very nice. I love a good thin base, so this is definitely a winner for me.
There we are. You can sigh of relief. The company's safe.
I think we're in safe hands.